Well, hello, people. And it's another lovely, wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? Well, not my neighborhood, anyway. Don't know about yours. Well, you know, traditionally, politics was never really exciting, was it? Until the Femons got into politics in greater numbers. Now politics has turned into soaps. There's no worser place than that, than you look at the United States. There seems to be one drama after another. And if you look at all the pictures and who's all behind it, it's usually Femons, isn't it? Does that mean they're not getting their job done that they're supposed to be doing? And unfortunately, in most cases, yes. And unfortunately, in the UK, it's happening in the politics here too. And of course, Femons are all behind it. Because it draws attention to them, doesn't it? And of course, I can't be the only one that sees the pattern. And most of us real men understand that Femons are well known to be experts in misinformation. And all the papers here seem to be all feminized as well. They show men as all being bad and Femons all being victims. And there's a bank holiday in the UK this weekend, Bank Holiday Monday. And it shows a picture of Brits going out having fun. There's not one man in the picture. It's all these Femons with short skirts all got the same pout on. I mean, really, does any sane person still believe the Femons have been oppressed by the patriarchy? Or do they believe all Femons are all privileged and entitled up to the hilt? And their MO is to create a big drama about mostly nothing and blame the men for it, even though they created the whole situation themselves. Then, as I've said before, all this wokeness comes from Femons, because there's no logic in wokeness at all. Think about it, a big company wants to sell just a small minority, not to everybody, so they're obviously going to lose money. That makes no sense at all for a company, does it? And I think it's time for real men out there to wake up and smell the coffee and to stop tolerating the double standards. The court case between Amber Turd and Johnny Depp should prove to a lot of people out there who the victim really is. The mental cruelty that I have seen married men have to tolerate is a pandemic in itself, but it doesn't seem important because it's against men. And there's a very good reason why most men are silenced for criticizing a Femon. And what they're doing is basically trying to silence the truth. But there's going to be one of those truth czars in America now who's going to sort out the truth from the lies. Oh, it's a Femon. So that's going to work out very well. At the moment, man pays for his mistakes dearly, but he also pays for the Femon's mistakes as well. What a good man he is. He must be respected so well by the Femons to take the rap for everything. Oh no. He's pushed to the curb when they're finished with him. Such is the nature of a Femon. Just remember, guys, that Femon nature has always been the same. They've always caused drama and chaos wherever they were. But they had checks and balances, which kind of helped in a way. But there's no checks and balances now. And we see the results everywhere. Chaos and drama is a complete mess. Third wave feminism and Femons have created a world that nobody really wants to live in. Not even a lot of Femons. Stay alert and awake out there, guys. And stay away from Femons, at least the crazy ones. Of course, they all seem to be a bit crazy now. That's because they're drunk on power. Or just damn drunk. Oh yeah, you have a nice day now. If you can. Ha 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 ha.